bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
We are back, and I do thank you as ever for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. I'd like to pray for you and your intentions, and I'd like to ask you to please pray for us and our intentions. And by our, I mean you and Relevant Radio. We're in this together. Let's pray the Memorare and ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray with us and for us, especially our intention that we will be fully funded and meet our pledge drive goal tomorrow by the end of the day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. Let's go to Chris now, listening in Chandler, Arizona. Good morning, Chris. Welcome.
Morning, Patrick. Yes, I'm dealing with some friends who are Christian, but not of the Catholic faith. And they have each have a young child, and they haven't baptized them yet. And so I was looking to go to you, go directly to the source, the great blessing that we have with you and your crew and, you know, Relevant Radio, to bring support for having baptism within the first few weeks as opposed to when they reach the age of reason.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a very important thing. And it's important because of what baptism does. And that's where often it becomes difficult for non-Catholics to, you know, really kind of connect with the Catholic Church's teaching on this issue. And that's because, for the most part, there are some exceptions, but for the most part, they don't recognize the power of the sacrament of baptism. They look at it as an ordinance. In other words, it is, you know, Jesus said to get baptized, and St. Peter said to get baptized. On the day of Pentecost, for example, in Acts chapter 2. So we do, we get baptized, they say, but we don't believe that it actually does anything. That's the disconnect. And so I believe as a Catholic, at least in my years of trying to talk with non-Catholic folk about this, I find that if I can get them to see what baptism actually does, then it makes more sense to them why they should baptize their babies. Now, that's a whole separate issue about should baptism be for believers only, or is it extended to everybody? Just to kind of circle back to Acts chapter 2, St. Peter at the day of Pentecost, he says when he's asked, you know, what do we do now? He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. He says that this is a promise to you and to your children, to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call. So he does say to the adults who are listening to him, repent. Obviously, they need to repent because they're adults. But then he says that what happens at baptism, receiving the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins, that this is something that is extended to everybody, including your children. He doesn't give an age range. So that's an important biblical reminder about, at the very beginning, when baptism was enjoined upon the people, it was extended, even there, it was extended to children. And there's no age given. Another thing to point out is that baptism replaces circumcision. And as with all types in the Old Testament, a type, as you probably know, Chris, is a foreshadowing. It's a prefigurement of something that's going to come later. And the type in the Old Testament is always partial and inferior and limited compared to the perfection of the fulfillment of the type. So Moses is inferior to Christ. Christ fulfills what Moses symbolized by leading the people out of bondage in Egypt. Jesus does that par excellence, and he does it perfectly. The man in the desert, the lamb that was consumed by the people at the table on the day of the night of the Passover. Those are examples of the Eucharist. Those are prefigurements, but they were imperfect and impartial and shadowy by comparison. The Eucharist is perfect. So in this case, we can point to the Old Testament ordinance of circumcision that in Genesis chapter 17, God commanded that the people practice with the male children, and it was replaced by baptism. So if you look at that parallel, you see that in the Old Testament, did the little boy ask for circumcision? No, nor would he have if he had known what it was all about. His parents covenanted with God on his behalf. And it was a real and durable covenant with God, but he had no say in the matter. So the parents would bring the child at 8 days of age, have him circumcised. And in the new covenant, the perfected version of that in the, at the level of a sacrament is baptism. So it's really an a fortiori argument. If the parents could covenant with God on behalf of the child through circumcision, how much more so can parents covenant with God on behalf of the child who's being baptized? Now, just another word or two, Chris, because there's so much more that we could say. The effects of baptism are, as you probably already know, but it's good to talk about this with them, it is an eradication of the condition of original sin. It infuses grace into the soul. This is what St. Paul talks about in Romans chapter 1, that the grace of God is poured out into our souls. So the soul then becomes animated with sanctifying grace, and now it is apt, it has a capacity to receive the other sacraments. And fundamentally, it's important to point out that it's the work of Jesus in the sacrament. He's the one in his power that causes this radical transformation, this regeneration of the soul, as he talked about with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. You know, unless a man be born of water and the Holy Spirit, he doesn't have life within him, and that's what baptism does. So my suggestion, Chris, would be to talk about infant baptism along those lines, and I at least have found it to be very helpful, and it opens doors, and you can get into deeper waters. I wrote a book, if you're interested. It's called Does the Bible Really Say That? Discovering Catholic Teaching in Scripture, and I have a whole chapter just on infant baptism and some of the passages that might be helpful to you. Thank you. I appreciate that. 888-914-9149. We have some lines open right now. That's different from the pledge drive number. I'll tell you that number in a little bit. But if you want to call and be on the air with me, 888-914-9149. Cyrus, you're telling me that, what are you telling me? Josh
Raymond.
Is he on the line?
The host of The Inner Life is, he just stepped into the studio and he wanted to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Josh.
Hey, Patrick. Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be on the air with you here for a moment. And I only want to take a moment, but Nancy had asked me to share this news with you because Nancy, who coordinates all things pledge drive here at Relevant Radio, she's got this serious phobia of microphones, so we can't drag her in front of a microphone here. But
you just given me a challenge.
I know. Good luck with that. Drew's been trying for years. So, what happened is we were contacted by a very generous supporter of Relevant Radio. Somebody from Chicago wants to remain anonymous, but wants to donate a very significant amount to Relevant Radio. But they said there's a string attached to this. Okay. And that is within this hour of the Patrick Madrid show, they want to encourage other listeners to support Relevant Radio with a huge number of pledges this hour. And so here's the deal.
Okay.
If listeners,
I'm all
this,
ears.
If listeners this hour can raise $20,000, then this person will donate another $20,000 on top of that. Now, that's on top of, there's the partnership challenge that's going on. So you kind of have two matches going on at the same time.
Wow. So let me think this through. First of all, whoever that generous benefactor is, thank you. I don't know what else to say, but thank you. What a godsend. So walk me through this, Josh. So that benefactor will match the $20,000 if we raise $20,000.
If we raise $20,000, okay. That's right.
So that's doubled. Then does that double again to what, 80,000 or to 40,000 or what?
Well, yeah,
what's
so that person is donating 20,000. So that would mean that with the partnership challenge, their dollars are matched because of that going on this hour. And anybody else who donates, you know, if somebody donates a $10 or a $20 and it kind of goes into the pot of everybody trying to raise that $20,000 this hour, their dollars are doubled that way too. So yeah, this could be a huge hour for Relevant Radio.
Wow. I'm just, my scalp is tingling. Mary is speechless, which doesn't happen often.
I am. I don't know what to say. So this is a great opportunity to give. It's easy. Visit the website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And of course, I mean, this is the perfect opportunity if you can make that gift of $1,200, $100 a month to do it, because that becomes $3,600.
Josh, I am just practically speechless. I'm not entirely speechless. That wouldn't work on Pledge Drive, but thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, and, no, I'm excited to see how the hour goes. So I'm going to jump back in the back room there, and I'll try and keep Cyrus and you and Mary updated on where we stand with the money that's coming in, and hopefully we can have that $20,000 really quickly and make it an even bigger hour.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so awesome. Thanks again, Josh.
All right.
And please convey our deep gratitude to whoever that benefactor
is. You bet.
Thank you. Well, Mary, I think we've got our work cut out for us. What do you think?
I think we do. But you know what? I believe in the Patrick Madrid listeners, and we're going to make this happen. $20,000 in the next 50 minutes, 48 to be exact.
Okay.
So if you can help, and maybe you could do the $5,000 or $10,000 gift right now, that becomes a $5,000 becomes $15,000. That's amazing. That's how much money you can help generate here at Relevant Radio. It's kind of like you're helping us do our work.
Yeah, it's and you know, it's the work of God, if you ask me, because it's reaching souls. Relevant Radio 24/7 is helping people rebuild marriages, rebuild their lost faith, find their way back to peace with God. I mean, some of the calls I get, Mary, just astonishing. The things that people have been through, the hell and high water that they've been through, and somehow God throws them a lifeline through Relevant Radio, and they call or they listen and they listen and they listen, and things start to get put back together again for them. It's truly, in some cases, truly miraculous. And I personally, when I'm on Pledge Drive mode like we are right now, I mean every last word of it, because I see it every day on the program and the way people's lives are being changed. So I'm asking you, if you're ready to write that check for $10,000, or you said that you know, the stock market's been very good to you this year and you could make a pledge of $50,000, please do it now. I mean, don't wait. Call us at 877-291-0123, or just go to relevantradio.com and you can make the pledge that way. Same with the Relevant Radio app. But as Josh was saying, we have a generous benefactor who's going to match that up to $20,000. If we can make $20,000 happen in this hour, that benefactor, we were just told, is going to give us another $20,000 in gratitude. And then we also have the matching dollars there as well. So it basically multiplies it yet again. I've never seen this, Mary, and I've been doing Pledge Drives a long time. I don't think I've ever seen this, not on my show.
It is amazing. Absolutely. A $20,000 match on top of our partnership challenge, our match. It is a great opportunity to give to Relevant Radio. We do want to thank you to everyone who came up in the last hour and helped make those phone calls. We fell a little bit short call goal, but we made our dollar goal. So that was a good thing. Help us this hour to match this entire $20,000. And let's see how quick we can make it happen. There's 45 minutes left in this hour. Wouldn't it be great if within the next 15 to 20 minutes would say, hey, we did it. We matched that money. Well, we can do it if you're hearing our voices and you respond at relevantradio.com, use the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And, you know, as we're nudging folks who can make the $100 a month gift or the $5,000 or $10,000 gift, we don't want to leave out the other folks, too. If you're in a position, perhaps you've already given to Relevant Radio, but you can throw another $25 or $50 our way by all means, or you've been in a tough situation and your heart's burning, you really want to help support, but it's a tough year for you, and you could maybe do a $10 or $20 gift, by all means, make the call. Those gifts too will also be matched, so your $20 becomes $60.
Yeah, and the matching, don't underestimate the power of the matching.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, on a somber note for just a moment, because the members of the body of Christ are here on earth as well as in heaven, as well as in purgatory, Bishop James Wall, who's a great friend of Relevant Radio and a friend of mine, his diocese, the Diocese of Gallup, announced yesterday the sudden passing of Father Robert Badger. And I retweeted this on my Twitter feed. The reason I'm saying this is because in addition to the people who listen to Relevant Radio, as he did, he was a regular listener to Relevant Radio. He passed away suddenly yesterday. But there are people who we pray for every day in Mass. We pray for them. These are the souls of the faithful departed, and he has joined their ranks. And we don't know whether he's in heaven now or if maybe he needs our prayers in purgatory. So I want to remind everybody listening right now, life is unpredictable. I was looking at Father Robert Badger's Twitter feed after I got the terrible news of his passing, and it was only a matter of hours before he had died that he was actually encouraging people and offering things, advice and such on Twitter. And he had no idea that his life was going to end. And it did. God calls us home sometimes suddenly. So please use that. Think about that as a reminder to you. You only have so much time to lay up treasure in heaven, to give alms, to help the poor and the needy and others. Make the most of it while you have the time. Right now you've got the time. Right now you can make the phone call. Don't underestimate the the uncertainties of life. Please pray for Father Robert Badger, and also attend to your own duties in terms of laying up treasure in heaven, and helping Relevant Radio is one way to do that.
And the way you help Relevant Radio is by visiting our website, relevantradio.com, using the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you for that phone call. And there's another one. That's exactly how we do it. But I do see where in the last 10 minutes, about seven people weren't able to get through. It's tough to get through because of, you know, all the issues we've experienced the past year. I don't like to say the word anymore than I have to. We don't have all of the volunteers in the studio, so we have a limited number of people. We've
actually
got
we don't
staff.
Have any in the studio right now.
No, none of the volunteers.
I don't think we have any volunteers.
That's true. That's true. No volunteers are here with us right now. But we don't have them.
But we
in
do
the
have
offices.
Operators.
Yes, we do. We've got some staff and a few other folks that are operators that do help with the phone calls. So if you can make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app, it saves a lot of time and energy on our end and your end.
Yeah. Yeah. Energy. That's what we need. Pure energy, as the song says. We need some pure energy right now. And you can help us juice things up by calling us at 877-291-0123. It's easy. If you don't already have it on speed dial, just dial 877-291-0123. We've been talking a lot about the app, and I'm telling you, it's easy. If you tap it, it opens up. You'll see immediately where you can make your pledge, so you can do it there safe and secure. And remember what a website is like? We have a website, too, and it's relevantradio.com, and you can make the pledge there. And when you go there, there it is. Ask and you shall receive. All I had to do was say the words. Let's get to the part.
Pure energy.
That's right.
Pure energy.
All right. That's what we need
keep
right
it,
now.
Keep it going.
Right, Mary?
Keep it
pure
going.
Energy.
Pure energy. And, you know, speaking of energy, when you're visiting our website and saving the energy of the folks there on the phone lines, you can see the great thank you gifts we have available for you. Beautiful, beautiful gifts we've got this time around, as always, really. And I think my favorite is the $1,200 giving level, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. It's a gallery-wrapped canvas. It's a gorgeous picture of Our Lady, absolutely beautiful. It'll look great on your walls or as a gift. You know, a lot of times, this is something I like to do, Patrick, when you have loved ones who are baptized Catholic and getting married outside of the church, and you're like, you know, what do I do for that? I don't want to not go. I usually give them a nice gift, like this image would be a perfect wedding gift for that person, or even for any person for that matter, or a crucifix or something along that, something that's going to inspire them in their faith. That way you're not totally stepping out of their special day and snubbing them. But yeah, that's a great gift for a wedding gift, or did I say that word on the air? And that's yours when you make a gift of $100 a month or a special one-time gift of $1,200 at relevantradio.com using the app or by calling 877-291-0123.
Now, here's the big honking deal. This is different from every other hour that we've had so far.
You just said honking on the air.
I just said honking, yeah. A big honking deal. It's a big deal because, as Josh has told us, that there is a benefactor in the Chicagoland area who stepped forward just today and said, I will, if you can raise $20,000 in this hour, this particular hour that we're in right now, I will match it with another $20,000. And here's why it's a big honking deal, and that is because we already have the matching dollars in place. So this is like triple matching. I'm trying to figure out the ratio here, but so let's put it this way. Let's say that you're ready to make a pledge of $10,000. So you call 877-291-0123. You pledge your $10,000. That goes toward the amount that we need to raise this hour, and you will have put us at least halfway there. So all things being equal, at the end of the hour, that benefactor in Chicago says, okay, here's another $20,000. Okay, so your $10,000 became $20,000. And then we have the matching dollars on top of that that makes all of that double again. So this hour, we have a potential to do some really big things, but we need you to help us if that's going to happen. What a shame it would be if all of those potential dollars were left on the table at the end of that era. I didn't even want to think about that, Mary.
No, me either. And I'm confused here. Is it an all or nothing? We need to match the whole to get it all?
Get Josh in here. Yes. Yeah, get Josh on the bat phone and let's find out the specifics.
Let's just match the 20 and then we don't have to worry about it. We'll definitely have it then.
Let's just do it. Then, yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Let's do it.
That's good. Right. I like
exactly.
That,
right? Better answer. All right. We want to say thank you so much to Christine. Christine's listening in Austin, Texas. Your $50 gift was triple matched. You've become $150. Thank you so much. A brand new donor, Joe, who listens in Helena, Montana. This is how
Helena.
We do it. Thanks. I needed that. Yes. I was just excited because it was $1,000 that became $3,000.
Nice.
It's exactly how we do it. We have Mary Teresa, who's listening in Indio, California. How about, did I get that one right?
Yes.
Indio?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. $50 became $100. We have an anonymous donor who's listening in Chicago, made a $10 gift, tripled to $30. This is exactly how we do it, and you can do that too. When you visit relevantradio.com, use the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
You know, I love what, whenever we do Pledge Drive, I love the fact that people very often will call in and they'll say something that's reminiscent of what you read in the Bible. So Jesus in Matthew 19, he says, if you would be perfect, sell all that you possess, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Not everybody can do that. This was an invitation that Jesus gave to the rich young ruler. And you know what happened with him? He went away sad because he wasn't willing to do that. But each in our own way, you in your own way, I mean, maybe you've got kids and you've got obligations and a house payment and all the things that go with that. Most of us do. Jesus is not saying to you personally that you necessarily have to sell everything and follow him. But there is a way that you can do that, and that is by giving alms. And Jesus says you will have treasure in heaven. So treasure in heaven, as he said, it can't be stolen. It can't be corrupted with rust. It can't be eaten by moths. It's going to be there when you arrive. How do you get it? Well, helping the poor and the hungry and the disadvantaged and giving alms. And this is something we're asking you to do right now, but there's a benefit to you because it will help you lay up treasure in heaven. So please help us, especially right now, this hour, we have the triple matching dollars. Call 877-291-0123. Or go to relevantradio.com or use your Relevant Radio app.
I love this. We have a new donor. Her name is Hope, giving in Houston, Texas, making a gift of $300. Hope gave hope to her local community. We also have Joseph, who lives in Providence, Rhode Island, a $300 gift. And we have a gift from Raina in Los Angeles, $240. That's exactly how we do it. Mm. Let's keep these gifts coming in at relevantradio.com using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Yes. Matthew 5 says, give to the one who begs from you and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. Well, we're not asking to borrow anything from you, but we are begging you. Please help us. Jesus said it. Give to those who beg for you. And I'm officially begging. 877-291-0123.
Very special triple match going on during this hour. We had a generous donor out of Chicago that said $20,000 is all yours if you can raise $20,000 in this hour. And we're getting closer, and I'm confident we're going to make it happen. But we need your help to make it happen. It's real simple. Visit relevantradio.com, use the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And not only will we get the match from this extra $20,000 that's been offered during this hour, it is a partnership challenge hour. So your $100 gift becomes $300. It turns into $300 for the station. $1,000 gift becomes $3,000. $5,000 can become $15,000. It is the perfect, perfect opportunity to help support this local station.
I'm tongue-tied because I'm trying to get the words out. We only have 33 minutes now to take advantage of this generous offer of a $20,000 match on top of the existing match. If we can raise $20,000 this hour during our pledge drive, tomorrow's the end of the pledge drive. We have to reach $2.7 million. And this is going to help us get a good distance down the field if we can do it this hour. But if we can't, then I'm going to be sad because that's going to be a lot of potential money that we won't receive. So I'm urging you, I'm begging you, as Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus says, give to the one who begs from you. So here I am. Are you going to wait for your
miracle? Stand up and fight. We want to say thank you so much to Joanne. Joanne listening in the Twin Cities, and another Joanne listening in Chicago, and Alexander listening in Madison, all making that gift of $1 a day. Your gifts became $3 a day. This is how we do it, folks. Let's keep those phones ringing. Keep the gifts coming in at the website, which is relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. If you need to use the phone, it is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Just be aware that if you are using the phone, if you're making the call, you could easily not get through. I see where we've actually had 14 calls that didn't get through. It's so important. If you can get to the website, relevantradio.com, or using the app, I promise you'll be able to get through.
Yeah, there's no busy signal on a website. I know that sounds kind of like duh, but you know, if you're if you're dialing 877-291-0123 and you do get a busy signal, just remember there are two workarounds. You can go to relevantradio.com, no busy signal, and you can use the Relevant Radio app, no busy signal. So we got you covered no matter which way you want to go, but we're running out of time. We have now 31 minutes. I got to get the math straight. 31 minutes exactly before this hour ends. And at the end of the hour, that offer for an additional $20,000 in matching money will go away. So let's not let that happen. Please call us now. Mary, we got to do it.
We got to do it. I just got to say, you're clearly not Asian because you couldn't do the math. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Better yet, visit the website, relevantradio.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah. Say it again, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back. Any updates? I haven't had a chance to check to see if Josh has gotten an update for us. Is he around?
I have a quick little update.
All right.
So we have 17,000 in now, 3,000 to go. So if you're just tuning in, can you remind them what is going on right now, Patrick?
Yeah. Okay. So Josh joined us, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago and said that there was a generous benefactor in the Chicagoland area who is desiring anonymity, who stepped forward, got in touch, and said, if the Patrick Madrid Show crew can raise $20,000 this hour, which ends 16 minutes from now.
You can do it!
26 minutes from now. What am I saying? I got to have all the time we can get. So the generous benefactor from Chicago said, if the Patrick Madrid Show crew can raise the $20,000 in this hour, then that benefit, I don't know if it's a him or a her, so I don't know. So it could be either. But the benefactor promised to match that to $20,000. Now, here's the really exciting part. I mean, that's exciting enough as it is. So we're going to get the $20,000 if we can bring it in. We've done $17,000 so far, $3,000 to go. I feel good about this. That'll get matched to another $20,000. But the whole hour is already being matched dollar for dollar. So that $40,000 is going to become $80,000. So you see why we're excited about this.
It's great math. I like this kind of math. You know, I was going to say too, Patrick, you did good. I'm impressed. You must have been practicing. So I was just thinking, we only have 3,000 to go, and I'm quite confident we're going to make that 3,000.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we can get another person who will say, you know what, I'm going to up the ante here. Ooh. And maybe throw in another 10,000 as a triple match, because we'll probably match this early. It would be incredible. So if you're in that position and you want to say, yeah, I want to throw an extra challenge, some extra challenge money out there for the hour, by all means, you can give us a call. Yeah, I know. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Sometimes I confuse myself with my thoughts.
Well, they're always good thoughts, especially during Pledge Drive, because you're thinking about how are we going to stay fully funded? And we have, I always stand in awe of the figure, the number $2.7 million, which for, I think for Bill Gates, that's how much money he makes, like per second or something like that. We don't have that kind of money that Bill Gates has. And we don't get money from big fat cat donors like Bill Gates or whatever. It's mom and pop. And that's how we keep things afloat month to month, quarter to quarter. So the number is real. It's not a desire. It's not like, gee, wouldn't it be nice if we had $2.7 million? What could we do with $2.7 million? We have to pay light bills and phone bills and all the things that go into it. Mary, you probably, if we had time, we could go through some of those numbers. But the main thing is the matching. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So go ahead and visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app because I can see many phone calls are not making it through right now. If that is your only way, call back. If you've tried to call and you can't visit the website or you can't use the app, by all means, call back. They rotate through pretty fast. It's 877-291-0123.
I'm just getting word that we have $1,000 left to go, Mary. We're getting so close.
We're so close.
My scalp is tingling. We're not there yet.
Yep.
We're not there yet. But so what's it going to take? What do we need to do to get over that $1,000? How about one $1,000 pledge and we've made it? And we can accept that $20,000 matching gift plus the matching of the matching gift.
That would be perfect. $1,000 right now would get us there. And I'm still hopeful we're going to have another generous donor who comes in and says, you know what? I can help out. I can give another $10,000 or $20,000. And we did it in almost a half an hour, 25, 35 minutes. It looks like we're at 30, maybe
impressive.
40 minutes. Yes. So we could do it again if someone's out there and they can say, I'm going to throw in another challenge here. Give us a call, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Every single gift is matched double, triple percent right now. So if you can make that $10 gift, it becomes $30, $100, $300, $1,000 becomes $3,000. It's that simple at relevantradio.com using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123.
Mary, about 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, a lovely woman who is a devoted listener to the Patrick Madrid Show and to Relevant Radio, she heard me talking about cowbell. I got to have more cowbell, which is this, the skit from Saturday Night Live with Royster Cult. Yeah. I got a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, that whole thing. So I'm talking about cowbell and cowbell this and cowbell that. So she actually gave me a cowbell.
I love it.
When I have it here with me in the studio, and I rarely get to use it, but I'm going to use it today. I'm going to use it in a few minutes, hopefully, when we cross that $1,000 mark. When I find out that we've done that, I will actually physically ring this cowbell that this thoughtful listener gave to me personally because she liked the humor about the cowbell so much. Mm-hmm. So that's coming. Just be prepared for that.
$1,000 is all we need, and we get more cowbell at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It's a triple match hour. This rarely happens where we've got two different opportunities to match your gift. So you've got our regular partnership challenge, our money, and then this extra bonus, $20,000 that a generous donor out of Chicagoland said, I want to help out Patrick Madrid during this hour and give an extra 20 on top of what's already there.
I got to tell you about this cowbell, Mary. It is not like something you would hold in your hand and hit with a drumstick. This is gold-plated. It's very elaborate. There's a chain, and at the end of the chain, there is a leather tassel. I don't know how else to describe it, like a buckskin fringe, on the Daniel Boone jacket. There's a tassel of leather straps. I mean, this is very elaborate. And it's only rarely used on the program, but I am going to use it this hour. Perhaps in a matter of a few moments.
Why don't I give you a little something?
All right.
We got it. Let's hear that cowbell.
All right, here it comes.
Your cowbell
is real cowbell. This
is broken.
You can tell I'm not proficient on the cowbell, right?
That's so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Here, let me get
it. All right. Am I hurting anyone's ears? I'm sorry. There we go.
Nice job. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
That was great. That felt good. That felt really good. I would like to have some more cowbell moments on the program. Let's figure out how we can do that. So, Mary, let's catch our breath and let's just explain what just happened. Okay, so we made $20,000 in the pledges that came in by calling 877-291-0123 or on the Relevant Radio app or the page, relevantradio.com. So we got that. That came in. And there's more coming in. Thanks be to God. So then we have the generous donor from Chicago who matched that with another $20,000. So now we're up $40,000. And that has been matched another dollar for dollar on top of that because we had the matching dollars in place when we started the hour. So that now is at $80,000. Think about that.
That is incredible. That's absolutely amazing. And it is such a blessing that this generous soul has come forward and given that money. And everyone who's responded during this hour so far, 40 minutes in, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. But we can't think, oh, we're done. It's time to, you know, go home now. It's not. We still have to make our need of $2.7 million by the end of the day tomorrow. And yeah, we have yet to hit that 50% mark. So by all means, let's keep these gifts coming in. It's still a dollar for dollar match. I know it seems like, oh, it's only a double. But no, it's still a double.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So you can visit relevantradio.com or you can use the app or you can call 877-291-0123.
It is easy, and I need to catch my breath, Mary. You know, the cowbell, you might think it's an easy instrument to play, but I'm going to practice. We're going to take a little break, listen to Father Rocky. I want to play some more cowbell on the show today, God willing. But in the meantime, let's step aside, let Father Rocky catch us up. He's got a message for us, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I'd like to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Members of our St. Joseph Society are really heroes to the mission of Relevant Radio. Our generous monthly donors have budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better, it saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all of the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You know, do you ever have somebody talking to you and you're only half listening? I got to be honest. Cyrus was just whispering something.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Mary?
I was only half listening to what he said. Did Cyrus say 30 more? How many more calls do we need to hit a record?
If we can get 100 more people to call in and donate,
okay,
we will break a call-in record.
At one point I heard you say 30, the other time 100. I thought, which one did he really say? So 100 calls, it's 100. So if you're only half listening to me just now, don't pretend I said that other number. It's 100 calls is what we need to receive in the next 15 minutes. 100 people who will make a gift to relevantradio.com, either at our website by using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we will have a record number of calls for the hour. That's exciting.
Yes. Also, it is exciting. And my scalp is tingling. I just want to reassure you of that. But did you say to me that you had a friend who was going to make a donation?
Yes.
Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yes. So you met Judy a few weeks ago when you were down here in the Orlando area.
Yeah.
And she had her picture taken with me and you together. And she said, when you send her the picture, she'll make a donation.
Well, so I just sent it to you. And I don't have her number, Judy, but if you want to forward it to her. And then cash on the barrelhead, please.
All right, Judy, I got the picture. I'll send it to you as soon as I quit running my trap here.
Is she going to call 877-291-0123, or is she going to use the relevantradio.com website?
I think she's a techie kind of gal. She'll probably use the relevantradio.com website. I think she can handle that anyway. Or she'll use the app. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It's been such an exciting hour so far. 15 minutes left. Let's break a record here. Let's have this the most calls, gifts coming in during an hour here on the Patrick Madrid Show, and we are down to only needing 50 more gifts. That's easy. 50 more people who will say, you know what? I'm going to be a part of this in any gift amount whatsoever, whether it's $5, $10, $20, $30, or $1,000. They all count towards a call goal. We need to hear from you at relevantradio.com. You can use the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It's exciting to be in this day and age and what we're going through right now, and we just need you to give hope to your local community with Relevant Radio.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
We are back. I keep reminding you that this is a normal day. It's kind of a normal day, kind of a normal show. But we are taking your phone calls. So if you want to be on the air and we get into some issues, please feel free to call me. I know we've had some people who are waiting a long time and they just couldn't keep waiting. So they dropped off the vine. But call back. We've got some lines open right now, 888-914-9149. I really would like to talk to you. And my gratitude to all of you who are trying to get on the air. Call back, 888-914-9149. This is a story that you don't need to know Greek to understand. But it does help. I mean, if you study a little bit of Greek, it will help you. But I do want to get into a topic over the next couple of minutes here that's probably not suitable for the younger crowd. So this has to do with homosexuality. But there's an interesting biblical issue here. So parents, if you have children who are, you know, for whom this would be age inappropriate, I would ask you to just turn the radio down for the next 2-3 minutes, okay? Ready, steady, go. Fair warning. Say it, Cyrus. Fair warning.
Ready, steady, go.
Okay, good. I know how much Cyrus likes to say that. So there's an article about a documentary film that claims that the translators of the Revised Standard Version Bible wrongly inserted the word homosexuals into a New Testament passage back in 1946. And that's the title of the film. 1946, the mistranslation that shifted a culture. And it tells the tale of how a 21-year-old seminary student wrote a letter to the translation team to alert them of this alleged error. Although the RSV translators ended up changing the translation in 1971, it was apparently too late. The film claims that subsequent English translations followed the RSV's lead and wrongly, used the word homosexuals, which led to decades of mistreatment of the LGBTQ community. In other words, what this is purporting, it's not true, but it's purporting that because of these darn translators and, you know, their insistence on using the word homosexual in the Epistle to the Romans, we'll get to that in a minute, that this led to First Corinthians, this led to the wholesale mistreatment of homosexual people because people got the wrong idea from reading the Bible because it had been mistranslated. That's the essence of this claim. The good news, as the author of this article at str.org points out, is that it's easy to spot the fallacies in the film. Many people won't spot the fallacies, though, when the film comes out. So here are some high points, and I want to keep an eye on the time. Cyrus, we've got a couple of minutes, right? We've got a few minutes ahead of us? Okay, good. Okay, so the film hasn't been released yet, but the author of the article says, I've watched the trailers, read the film's website, and have closely followed the news of its development. I admit that my assessment is limited to the aforementioned information. It says, if you watch the trailer and the other videos on the film's website, you get the sense that the film contains all the ingredients to satisfy today's theological conspiracy theorists, much like Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code did when it came out. In 1946, you have old white men deciding what the Bible says. Scripture has been adulterated. There's a false theological narrative that's been wrongly imposed on an unsuspecting church population. This is the what they're saying in the movie. You have a young seminary student who in 1959 confronts the authority of an entire Bible translation team, thereby speaking truth to power. Finally, there are the noble and honest researchers who travel to Yale University to scour 90 boxes of notes and discover clues that reveal the truth. After 3 days, they find the letter the seminary student wrote. It's signed by David S. Who's that? Digging deeper, they discover his last name. Guess what? He's still alive, and they even interview him in the film. All the excitement generated by the trailer, however, is unwarranted. Even if the film's claims were true, it doesn't matter. The entire documentary is a non sequitur. Nothing follows from the fact that a seminary student called out the RSV translation team. There are two reasons why. Okay, now this is where it gets a bit age inappropriate if you have younger children. So once again, fair warning, parents, if this is not appropriate for your children, make sure that they, you know, are shooed out of the room. Fair warning. Ready, steady, go. First, the Greek word in question does not appropriately condemn homosexual sex. One of the central claims of the film centers around the Greek word arsenokoitai. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Don't be distracted by the film's big hubbub about a 21-year-old seminary student's corrective letter 62 years ago. Whether his rebuke was right or wrong, it's irrelevant. What matters today is what does today's best scholarship say about that Greek word? Pro-gay theology advocates, like the ones who created the film, love to point out that Paul invented a new Greek word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Since there are no instances of that word being used in Greek literature elsewhere, they often call into question any translation that implicates homosexuals. There are, however, at least two reasons why the translators have chosen the word homosexuals or something equivalent for the English rendering. Now, here's where it gets a little bit arcane, but I'll break it down for you. Basically, it's a compound word. And once again, parents, fair warning, this may not be appropriate for your children. That word, arsenokoitai, it literally means men who lie with a male. And as they go through here, they point out what the scholars of Greek have to say on this issue. And they give some examples, for example, here from the Septuagint in the Old Testament, where that phrase actually appears, not as a word unto itself, but as part of a larger sentence. And so they say that all of this hubbub in this movie and everything else, it really comes to naught because the actual word, when you break it down into the Greek, it tracks perfectly with what you would read in the Greek as well as the Hebrew, the underlying Hebrew, in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, and Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. Two verses in the Mosaic Law that condemn that kind of behavior. So the article points out, in other words, Paul invents a new Greek word that literally means men who lie with the male, and the two component words that are used to create this new word are found together in the two Mosaic prohibitions of homosexual activity. So if this is a topic, I realize it's probably not a topic that comes up often in many circles, but if it's something that you bump into and somebody says, oh, well, I saw this movie, and it was, you know what? It's just a mistranslation of the Bible. That's why there's been so much negativity toward homosexuality, but that's not really what Paul meant to say. Well, this article will prepare you to know exactly what the specifics of it are. It'd be a little too long to read all the rest of it to you. So we'll get a link posted to that so you can read it for yourself and you will be prepared. Forewarned is forearmed, I guess is what they say. And that may help you. So check it out on the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. You'll see it in the Twitter feed. And thank you, Cyrus, for posting that. All right. Well, we are rapidly approaching the end of the hour. And Mary and Graham and I are going to catch you up on where things stand and the matching funds that came in and where we need to go from here.
It is that time of year, our quarterly pledge drive. We need to raise $2.7 million by the end of the day tomorrow. And we are so grateful to everyone who helps out and has been calling us and giving us words of encouragement. We've done incredible this hour. We had a special $20,000 bonus match, and it got matched. Now we're running to set a new all-time record, a record number of gifts to come in 1 hour. And how high will that goal go? Well, we will have to wait and see till the end of the hour. Help us hit this record at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Yeah, 877-291-0123 is the number to dial. We are getting reports that some people are getting a busy signal because the lines are being flooded, which is great, and we're happy about that. Please don't stop that. But if you call 877-291-0123 and you get a busy signal, it's easy to just work around that and go to relevantradio.com. You can make your pledge there. You'll also get that free digital download of the Talk by Father Rocky that you won't get when you call the phone number, but you will get it if you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. So either way, we have three ways you can do it, any of which will work just fine. Just please do it.
That's right, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Want to give a big shout out. We have a beautiful young lady who lives in Golden Valley who's listening to the radio. Her name is Ari, and she said she loves Patrick Madrid and wants to meet you someday, Patrick. Well, and she's a Jewish, she's a young Jewish girl, and she likes Patrick
Madrid. I'd love
that. So, yeah, so thanks for listening, Ari. We appreciate that. Kind of got a little bit of good news here. We actually passed that goal of record numbers, but we only
What do you mean? Wait, whoa. What do you mean a little bit of good news? That's big good news. I like that good news.
It is big good news, but I got some bigger good news too.
Okay.
We're only 33 people away. 33 more people will call and make a gift, and our new goal, our new record will be 500. We're all like almost as good as Drew Mariani now. 500 gifts in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yes, that's huge. That's huge. So, hey, Ari, call in and make your gift at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
I'm just thinking about that. So 500, so that would be our new goal for this hour on the Patrick Madrid Show, to get 500 calls in there. I mean, that is Drew Mariani territory. There's no question about that.
Exactly.
And I love the fact...
Big dog.
Oh, gosh, I love the fact that it's coming. I mean, I would have liked to have seen this yesterday or the day before, but I'll take it today because Pledge Drive ends tomorrow, and we've got to make it happen between now and then, because at the end of the day tomorrow, that's it. And I know that the people in the back office want to pay the electric bills, and they've got to have the money to do it. So we're kind of getting into crunch time right now.
We sure are, and we need to hear from you. We only have 2 minutes left in this hour. 2 minutes to get 33 people who will pick up and say, I want to help support Relevant Radio in particular. We want to be on Team Taco here with Patrick Madrid. How do you do that? It's real simple. You visit relevantradio.com, or you use the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of calls that didn't get through when they've tried to make the phone call. We haven't crashed the website yet. So right now we've got plenty of bandwidth there at relevantradio.com or by using the app to make your gift. So that's definitely a much more feasible way for everybody at this moment in time. Help give hope to your local community. And the nice thing too is when you visit the website or when you use the app, you can see the beautiful gifts that we have available to you. So some great little gifts at relevantradio.com. If you can make a special gift of $1,200, I think this is one of my personal favorites this time around. Our Lady of Perpetual Help. It's a gallery wrapped canvas, and it's an icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, which is what we need right now. We need lots of help in our country and our society. And Our Lady is renowned for the many cures and miracles to responses to prayers. It's all yours if you can make that special gift of $1,200 at relevantradio.com using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Together we can give hope.
That's incredible! It's going to be some kind of a record!